We're going to be talking a little bit about, quite a lot in fact, about something called high-performance teams. And you might, if you haven't read too much on this, think, well, maybe that's some kind of jargon, horrible jargon word of management gibberish. But what I'm going to be suggesting to you is that we all know what a high-performance team is. A team which is vibrantly alive. In fact, in the next session, we're going to be asking you, can you recall a time in your life when you were in a group and everyone was on the same wavelength, when everyone was pulling together, when there was enthusiasm and energy and excitement, and the group was vibrantly alive? Can you remember a time like this? And maybe it's not now. Maybe it was in the workplace in some prior incarnation. Maybe it was at school. Maybe it was in a community. Maybe it was in a network. Maybe it was in a church. Somewhere where you have been in that kind of a group. Because I've been asking that question over the last year to hundreds of people, and what I find is that almost everybody can think of such a time. And so we're going to be trying that out in this group in the next session. Can you think of a time when you were in such a group? And my hypothesis is yes, we can. So the formal definition of a high-performance group would be a group that is exceptionally productive, extraordinarily productive, and also one that is deeply satisfying to the participants. So deeply satisfying that after it's over, after the team disbands, the group keeps on having reunions. Strange phenomenon, that they keep on meeting to relive those golden memories. That is a formal definition of high-performance teams, but I'm also going to suggest to you that you don't really need the formal definition. You know what this is. You know when you're in that group, it's different. This is not business as usual. It's like defining the color yellow. You don't need a definition of the color yellow. You recognize it when you see it. It's that kind of a basic phenomenon. And so my first major discovery in my work in this area, we already know what these things are. We don't really need to do a lot of research on what they are. We know what they are. We can recognize them when we come across. And there might think of three types of these kind of teams. One is what is called in the literature a virtuoso team, a team where everybody in the team is a world superstar already. And you might have, say, the team that created West Side Story, which had Leonard Bernstein and Jerome Robbins and Arthur Lawrence, Stephen Sondheim. I mean, they're all world stars already, even before they came together. And yes, you're hardly surprised that they actually produce a rather wonderful thing, West Side Story. We're not really going to be spending too much time on those kind of teams because there aren't enough virtuosos to go around. Nor are we really going to be spending too much time on what this book calls and people call the surgical team. Surgical team is where you have one brilliant person and everybody else is kind of supporting that one brilliant person, like the surgeon in the operating room. The surgeon is the only one who cuts the patient. Everyone else just hands the scalpel and monitors the vital signs. Everything depends on the one person who has everything in their head. And that we're not going to be talking too much about because it's we don't have enough surgeons to go around. And it's very fragile. If the surgeon is run over by a bus, that's the end of that team. Instead, we'll be looking at more at groups of ordinary people who become extraordinary. Ordinary people, competent people, well-motivated people, but not world stars, not people who are already known around the world. Ordinary people who become extraordinary. How does that happen? How do a group of ordinary people suddenly or even slowly form into a team that does exceptional things? How does that happen? And they're described a lot in the literature, but the question, can they be created? You have a lot of books in the general management literature saying no. You can't create those kind of high-energy, high-vibrancy teams. It's a matter of luck or accident or chemistry or lightning strike. Somehow it happened. We don't know how. We don't know why. We just have to cross our fingers and hope that it will happen. But we don't know how to do it. And that probably even the conventional wisdom about these kind of phenomena. They're just kind of accidents that happen. But we'll be examining whether that's so. Is it true that they cannot be created? Are there conditions that you could establish which would make it highly likely to come into existence? And I'll be, in fact, suggesting to you, along with others, that yes, it is possible. Yeah, particularly if you start to bring storytelling into the equation, storytelling can inspire these groups into existence. And the second major discovery is that there are many people around the world, I've discovered a surprising number of them, who can do this, who know how to do this, how to do it on a large scale. And how this happened was, as I say, I've been interviewing hundreds of people over the last couple of years, and I kept noticing that people in software development came up very often. People described an experience in software development which was this kind of amazingly high productive, high energy, high enthusiasm, and an experience which was so meaningful that the people keep having reunions long after the team was disbanded. And I didn't pay much attention to this for a while because I thought, well, those are geeks. I mean, they're funny people. I don't pay much attention to them. But eventually it dawned on me, why is this happening? Why are so many of the people describing experiences in software? And so I started checking it out. And eventually I stumbled on a character called Jeff Sutherland. And I met him, and I've done workshops, taken workshops with him, and I think he is the man who knows most about this subject. He has created thousands, tens of thousands of these teams, and let me tell you his story about how he did this.